Turn to a few passages for this morning. We'll start with Proverbs chapter 21, verse 1.
我们翻到几处的经节，今天早晨，我们先看箴言21章第一节。
Which reads, The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. Like the rivers of water, he turns it wherever he wishes.
王的心在耶和华手中，好像垄沟中的水，随意流转。
And let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 8.
我们翻到撒母耳记上第八章。
And we'll read verse 4 and 5.
我们读第四节第五节。
Then all the elders of Israel gathered together and came to Samuel at Ramah and said to him, Look, you are old and your sons do not walk in your ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations.
以色列的长老都聚集来到拉玛见撒母耳对他说你年纪老迈了你儿子不行你的道现在求你为我们立一个王治理我们像列国一样是撒母耳记上八章
And turn with me to Ezekiel's prophecy
然后我们翻到以西结书
Ezekiel 34
以西结书第三十四章
And we're going to start reading at verse 11.
从第十一节开始读。
For thus says the Lord God, Indeed, I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out, as a shepherd seeks out his flock on the day he is among his scattered sheep. So will I seek out my sheep and deliver them from all the places where they are scattered on a cloudy and dark day.
十一节、十二节，主耶和华如此说，看哪，我必亲自寻找我的羊。将他们寻见牧人在羊群四散的日子怎样寻找他的羊我也必要照样寻找我的羊这些羊在密云黑暗的日子散到各处我必从那里救他们回来
Verse 13 And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and will bring them to their own land I will feed them on the mountains of Israel in the valleys and all the inhabited places of the country
然后第十三节我必从万民中领出他们从各国中聚集他们引导他们归回故土也必在以色列山上一切溪水旁边境内一切可居住之处牧养他们
And in the same chapter verse 23
同一章二十三节
I will establish one shepherd over them and he shall feed them my servant DavidHe shall feed them and be their shepherd, and I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David, a prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken.
二十三节、二十四节，我必立一牧人照管他们、牧养他们，就是我的仆人大卫。他必牧养他们，做他们的牧人。我耶和华必做他们的神，我的仆人大卫必在他们中间作王。这是耶和华说的。
And now two verses from the Gospel of John, chapter 10.
然后在约翰福音第十章两节经节。
Oh, one from 10. Verse 14 and 15. I am the good shepherd. I know my own. My own know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep.
约翰福音第十章十四节十五节。我是好牧人我认识我的羊我的羊也认识我正如父认识我我也认识父一样并且我为羊舍命
And then last verse in chapter 21 verse 17
最后一处在约翰福音二十一章十七节
And he said to him the third time Simon son of John do you have affection for me do you love mePeter was hurt because he said to him the third time, Do you have affection for me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you.、And、Jesus said to him, Tend my sheep.
七节第三次对他说约翰的儿子西门你爱我吗约翰因为耶稣第三次对他说你爱我吗就忧愁对耶稣说主啊你是无所不知的你知道我爱你耶稣说你喂养我的羊
Please join me as we commit this time to the Lord.
我们一同把这段时间交在主的手里。
Father, we thank you for the privilege of gathering to worship you this morning.
主，我们谢谢你赐给我们何等特权，今天早晨可以一同来敬拜你。
And we thank you this morning that we can continue now in with the help of the Holy Spirit to open your word together.
主，我们也谢谢你今天早晨借着圣灵的帮助，能够帮我们解开你自己的话语。
We thank you, Father, for your shepherd heart.
父啊，谢谢你牧羊人的心。
And for our shepherd, Jesus Christ.
也为我们的牧羊人主耶稣基督感恩。
We ask you to open our hearts and minds to what you want to show us today of yourself.
主，我们求你打开我们的心，我们的头脑思想，让我们今天能够看见你自己。
We entrust this time to you.
我们把这段时间交在你的手里。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
是奉靠耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen. I was reading a couple months ago, I was passing through the prophecy of Micah.
在过去的几周的时间，我在读弥迦书里的预言。
You don't have to turn, but it's in Micah chapter 2.
大家不用翻，就是在弥迦书第二章。
There are many verses like these in the prophets.
在先知书里有很多同样的话。
I only read this because that's how the Lord got my attention.
我读这里就是主在这里抓住了我的注意力。
So Micah is in the middle of all this prophecy about how now Judah is going to fall and go into captivity and really dark prophecies.
在弥迦书里的这段预言中讲到犹大如何会失落然后被掳，这里有关于很黑暗的一段时期的预言。
Where God is talking about how he must destroy in order to cleanse.
神也告诉弥迦他为什么必须先审判毁坏然后再建造。
Then you get these verses where all of a sudden the Lord speaks like a beam of light. He speaks a prophetic word, looking ahead.
然后突然主好像就讲了一些讲到将来的预言的事情。
So in verse 12 of Micah it says, I will surely assemble all of you, O Jacob. I will surely gather the remnant of Israel. I will put them together like a sheep of the fold.
Which chapter?
Verse 12. Chapter 2.
然后第二章十二节，在这里这段话像光一样。他突然讲到说，雅各家啊，我必要聚集你们，必要招聚以色列剩下的人，安置在一处，如波斯拉的羊，又如草场上的羊群。
So he's speaking of something very miraculous because he's saying they're going to be going into captivity. Now God is saying, look, in the future, I will gather these people back together.
这里头所讲的是非常神奇的，因为这个预言当中，他正在那里讲到对犹太家的审判，然后突然讲到说，神预言到神要聚集以色列剩下的人。
But specifically says like a sheep of a fold, he's speaking of a flock of sheep.
在这里特别的讲到，好像草场上的羊群一样。
And verse 13 then adds something else to it.
然后在十三节，在这上面又加了一些意思。
The one who breaks open will come up before them. They will break out, pass through the gate, and go out by it. Their king will pass before them with the Lord at their head.
十三节，开路的在他们面前上去，他们直闯过城门，从城门出去。他们的王在前面行，耶和华引导他们。
And of course, this king speaks of Jesus.
的确，这里的王是讲到耶稣。
He's the one that's going to break them out of their bondage.
他是那一位把他们的从他们的捆绑当中释放出来的。
As God's representative, he's going to lead them out.
他代表着神在那里带领着他们出去。
And when you hear these verses, you can't help but think of our Lord saying, I am the good shepherd.
当我们读这些经节的时候，我们不仅会讲我们主耶稣讲我是好牧人。
Which we read before.
我们之前也读到这里这个经节。
So it's on my heart thinking of God who wants to be our shepherd.
所以我心中就想到主神想要成为我们的牧人。
And specifically that we have a shepherd king.
特别的我们有一个牧者的王。
So as we look at different aspects of thy kingdom come,
所以当我们看关于神的国再来的不同的角度的话
Today we really look at the fact that our king is a shepherd king
今天我们特别专注在我们的王他是一个牧者的王
Which reflects the heart of God
他反映了神的心意
Now our main verse for today is Proverbs 21:1
我们今天的主题的经节是箴言21章第一节
So read it again
我再次来读。
The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, like the rivers of water, he turns it wherever he wishes.
王的心在耶和华手中，好像垄沟中的水随意流转。
So I'm going to ask a question. Why do I choose this verse for today?
我就问一个问题，为什么选择这个经节做今天的主题经节呢？
And I'm going to give you an answer.
我给大家一个答案。
But it's not short.
答案并不是很短的。
You know, when we read verses about kings in the Bible, sometimes we feel distance because we say, you know what, we don't have kings anymore.
有的时候我们读到圣经中讲到王的时候，我们觉得对我们很遥远，因为在我们现实生活中不再有王了。
But we need to be careful because, in fact, we have men who are kings who are stronger than regular kings used to be.
但是其实我们要小心，因为现在的时代我们也有人，他们的权势甚至比过去的王还要大。
So we do have kings.
我们的确现在也有王。
From the time of Napoleon and his people's armies, nations have gotten stronger and more powerful.
从拿破仑那个时代他们的那些人民军之后，很多的国家都变得更加 强大，他们有更多的权力。
So our kings actually are more powerful, more dangerous than even the kings of old.
我们现代社会里的这些王其实比古时的王他们更加强大也更加危险。
Hitler, Stalin, Mao, Putin.
像希特勒、
Hitler, Stalin, Mao.
希特勒、斯大林、毛泽东
and current day, Putin.And how do you pronounce China's? Xi?
Xi? Xi. Xi 主席.
These men have control over millions of lives, not just as you all know.
这些人他们掌管上百万人的生命。
That's part of why we're looking at this verse.
所以那就是我们选择这个。
Here's another part.
另一方面。
Today is July 21st, 2024. So if you're listening on YouTube, keep that in mind. Today is the 21st, 2024.
大家如果在线上听，你也要注意，今天是2024年的7月21日。
And you and I are in a very, very event-filled fortnight. Do you know what that is? 2 weeks.
你大家知道，在这过去的这两周当中，我们所经历了很多的。重要的事件发生。
We have in this country two kings, one Mr. Biden, one Mr. Trump.
我们在这个国家好像有两个王，一个是拜登，一个是川普。
Thank the Lord, they're not powerful like some of those other kings.
感谢神，他不像那些有些其他的那些王那样的强势。
Over a year ago, polls showed that most Americans didn't want Mr. Trump to run, and most Americans didn't want Mr. Biden to run.For re-election.
在过去一年前的那个民调统计里面，觉得大多数选民不想让拜登作为总统，也不想让川普作为总统。
But both of these men were very immovable. We would even say stubborn.
但是这两个人都很固执，然后好像不能够可替代。
They both seem to think that they're the only one who can do the job.
他们都觉得他们是唯一的那一个人可以胜任这个工作的。
Actually, that job is to defeat the other one.
他们的工作就是战胜对方。
Very sad picture, actually.
其实这不是一个很乐观的图画。
Now, I just want to say, even though I'm talking about politics, we here at CBM never take sides.
我想在这里讲到呢，虽然我们在这里是讲的政治，但是我们在我们当中的聚会。我们在这里不想涉及这些政治。
So, please don't interpret anything that way.
所以大家也不要理解说我是在这里讲政治的东西。
But on July 5th, Mr. Biden did an interview that you may or may not have seen on TV.
但是在7月4号，大家可能或者也可能没有看到在电视上对于拜登的采访。
And he was asked whether he would step aside if it was clear he couldn't win.
如果说问到的问题如果看很清楚，如果他不能够获胜，他会不会退出竞选？
And these are his words.
他在那里就这样讲到。
He said, if the Lord Almighty came down and said, Joe, get out of the race, I'd get out of the race. But the Lord Almighty is not coming down.
他说如果全能的神显向我显现，告诉我说退出竞选，我会退出竞选。但是全能神并没有降下显现。
How many of you have actually seen that video? Nobody?
大家有没有人看到那个影视？
He really said those exact words, except the Lord Almighty is not coming down. He was mumbling, so it was very hard to tell.
他的确说了这样的话，只是呢，他讲到说全能的神不会降下来显现这一句话呢，他是用很含糊不清的语气讲
出来的。And we know Mr. Biden has health issues, like all of us old people.Mr. Biden has health issues,
like all the other
like other old people.
他说拜登弟兄，拜登这个 Mr. Biden, 拜登总统呢先生，他的确是像很多老人一样，都是有健康的问题。
And my wife always accuses me of mumbling too.
我太太也常常说我说话有的时候含糊不清。
Hearing problem or I'm mumbling, but.We grow old together, and it's. What did you say? It's heard in our house a lot.
我不知道是他的听力有问题，还是我说话不清楚。但是在我们家中，我们常常问你在说什么了。
But anyway, Mr. Biden actually said, if the Lord Almighty came down and said, "Joe, get out of the race," I'd get out of the race. So.
所以拜登先生的确说了这样的话，说如果全能的神来到地上，然后告诉我退出竞选，我会退出竞选。
Now we wish that he meant it really seriously, like he was praying before the Lord and the Lord would direct his path, like in Proverbs 21:1.
我们真的是盼望他是认真的来讲这样的话，就是说他在那里认真的像在箴言21章这里来寻求神，然后呢来寻求神来做决定。
And we don't know. We can think that he didn't really mean it. But
我们不知道，我们也感觉好像他没有真实的这样认真的讲。
But when he said that, I couldn't help think of Proverbs 21:1.
但是他讲这样的话的时候，我就不禁想到箴言二十一章第一节。
Now if we cite or refer to Proverbs 21:1 very very often in prayer.
我们常常在我们的祷告当中来背诵重复这句箴言二十一章第一节。
Specifically, as we pray for leaders in the world and our leaders in this country,
尤其当我们对世界的领袖还有在这个国家中的领袖来祷告的时候
，we pray that the Lord would direct them and that leaders would be humble and listen.
我们求主来指引这些领袖们，他们能够谦卑听从耶和华的引领。
And even if they're not listening, we still pray that he can turn the tide according to his will.
哪怕这些领袖不听的时候，我们也求神按照他的旨意能够改变历史的潮流。
Now, surprisingly, compared to what we thought a year ago,
很让我们很吃惊的，与一年前相比
，On July 21st.
就是七月二十一日
I can say that it appears that Mr. Biden will step out of the race soon.
就好像看起来拜登先生会很快退出竞选。
Maybe even today.
甚至可能今天。
Don't check your phones.
大家不要看手机。
Wait till after the message.
等我们信息讲完之后再看。
Has God visited him and told him, get out of the race, Joe?
是神有向他显现告诉他Joe退出竞选吗？
We think not.
我们想不是的。
But these are very eventful 2 weeks.
但是这两周的确发生了很多事。
The other event, of course, was the prior Saturday, there was an assassination attempt against Mr. Trump.
另一个非常特别的事情发生就是周以前的周六的时候试图有人暗杀川普。
And we know that he came within less than an inch of being killed.
我们知道他离子弹可能不到一英寸的距离。
So as believers, we do believe God spared his life.
作为基督徒，我们相信主真的是保守了他的性命。
And that God has answered the prayers of many believers who are praying for the safety of our leaders and safety of specific leaders.
神也回应了很多基督徒们对这个国家领袖安全的代祷。
But we're not going to read other things into that.
但是我们不进一步讲这个关于这些政治方面。
What we can do with a whole heart is pray that this event, which is very shocking, will in fact allow or cause Mr. Trump to draw closer to God.
我们全心所盼望祷告的就是所发生这件事情让川普先生能够完全心的转向神。
That will have a positive effect.
有一个很积极的，在他生命中有一个积极的影响。
Maybe a new humility.
可能在神面前新的一个谦卑。
Not what is covered by TV, but you know what's real inside.
不是说只是电视上这些影视所表现出来，而是在他内心当中所发生真实的改变。
But clearly we're impressed by how unthinkable things can happen very quickly.
但是我们的确发现很多不可想象的事情可以在短时间内发生。
And we should be encouraged in that we need to pray for our leaders even more.
我们也要从中得到鼓励，我们要更多的为我们的领袖来祷告。
So that's why we're reading Proverbs 21:1.
这就是为什么我们读箴言21章第一节。
The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord like the rivers of water. He turns it wherever he wishes.
王的心在耶和华手中，好像垄沟中的水随意流转。
Sometimes we pray this verse, we're actually praying for a leader who's clearly not a believer and demonstrably evil.
有的时候我们的确为一些领袖们祷告，这领袖他们不是信主的，而且他们常常彰显了很多的罪恶。
So in that case, we're praying that God who is over all can still change circumstances and redirect the country.
在这种情形的话，我们知道神是在万有之上，求主来改变的情形，然后能够改变事情的进展。
And we see many examples of that in the Old Testament times.
我们也看到旧约当中有很多这样的事情发生。
But as we look at this verse together, now that's our focus. What we really find in this verse that its main focus is on the characteristic of a very good king.
现在当我们仔细来看我们这段经节的时候，我们看到这段经节，而且它的上下文这里特别的强调是一个好的君王的心思。
To help us see it, there are several verses around there in Proverbs that can help us understand.
在箴言里面上下文有几个经节可以帮助我们理解。
In the prior chapter, chapter 20, verse 24,
在前面的一章20章第24节。
A man's steps are of the Lord. How then can a man understand his own way?
人的脚步为耶和华所定，人岂能明白自己的路呢？
It's recognizing that the Lord is in charge of our lives.
这里来认出指出主来掌管我们的生命。
We need to be humble before the Lord because there are things we don't understand.
我们在神的面前要谦卑，因为有些事情我们不明白。
In chapter 21, verse 2, the one right after our main verse.
21章第二节，在我们主题经节之后的一节。
Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the hearts.
人所行的在自己眼中都看为正，唯有耶和华衡量人心。
There's that risk we all have. We all think we're right, but the Lord knows what's true in our hearts.
我们每个人都会经历，我们都觉得自己做的是对的，但是只有耶和华神来衡量我们的心。
If you read through all these proverbs, quite a few of them really have to do with integrity of the heart.
如果大家继续读几节经节的话，这里都讲到人心的诚实。
Back in chapter 20, verse 26, he specifically mentions king, a king.
在二十章
26节
他特别讲到这里王。
He says, a wise king sifts out the wicked and brings the threshing wheel over them.
智慧的王驳散恶人，用鹿骨滚炸他们。
So this is saying that a good king has to administer justice.
这里说一个好的王他会执行公义。
And then if you look at verse 28,
看28节。
Mercy and truth preserve the king, And by loving kindness, he upholds his throne.
王因仁慈和诚实得以保全他的国位，也因仁慈立稳。
So we see these mercy and truth preserve a king. And then it's as if mercy or loving kindness, that's the word chesed, that upholds his kingship.
我们这里讲到仁慈和诚实得以保全他的国位，也因仁慈和chesed这个词，让他的国位可以立稳。
So while a king must administer justice, he also, his rule should be characterized by loving kindness.
王是要按照诚实来统治，但是呢，他的统治应该是有着仁慈的特性。
So with that in mind, we look at our main verse, verse 1 of 21.
然后当我们想到这些的上下文，我们想到我们的主题经
节。He's saying here, essentially, a good king, his heart is in the hand of the Lord.
他这里讲到说一个好的王，他的心应该在耶和华的手中。
And then he uses this analogy of water.
他用水来这样的一个比喻。
And we have a little waterfall at our house, those of you who visited us.
我们大家有到过我家的话，我们家那边有一个小的瀑布。
So not too long ago, two of our grandsons from different families were playing there.
不久之前，我们两个孙子不同的家的，然后在我们家在那里玩。
So other than walking around and not trying not to get wet, one of the first things you do as a kid is put your hand in there and redirect the water.
然后呢，与其说绕过那个瀑布，小的瀑布，然后再绕过它去玩，这两个小孩呢，就直接就把手放在水上面，让那个水转流。
It's fun.
很好玩，其实。
That big shoot of water is going that way. You push it there, and it goes over there and down there. That's really exciting.
原来那个小的瀑布是从这块流下来，然后你把手放进去，它就往旁边水喷过去，很好玩的。
Of course, they couldn't just do that. They eventually started to build a dam.
所以他们这个还玩不够，他在那边建了一个水坝。
So hopefully they'll be a good engineer someday.
希望他们长大以后成为很好的工程师。
But the picture we understand, imagine if a king's heart is so soft before the Lord that God can direct his heart just as simple as you and I can redirect water.
他这里所讲到说，如果这个王的心是像在神的面前是那样的柔软，那就好像我们可以把用手来让水来随意的流转一样，他的心也在耶和华的手中。
That's God's idea of a king.
这是神心意中的王。
Now that's very, very different from man's ideal of a king.
这个与人心中理想的王是完全不一样的。
So we're going to look at the contrast here to help us appreciate God's idea of a shepherd king.
我们可以在这里看到一些对比，也让我们能够更加珍惜神心意中的牧羊人的王的。
So we have to go back to 1 Samuel, the days of Samuel.
我们回到在撒母耳的时期的撒母耳记上第八章。
This was of course the event when the people demanded and asked for a king like the nations have.
这里就是以色列的百姓长老在那里聚集，要求为他们立一个像列国一样的王。
So, you can turn there, but we're just going to paraphrase it from chapter 8.
大家可以翻过去，我在这里只是总结一下。
What I read before was verse 4 and 5, when the people demanded, make us a king to judge us like the nations.
刚才我们读到第四节、第五节，就是讲到以色列百姓长老求他为他们立一个王治理他们，像列国一样。
Most of us, when we read this, we think doesn't seem so bad.
大多数当我们读这个经节，我们并没有觉得那么糟糕。
Because we know Jesus is our king, and David was a good king.
我们知道耶稣是我们的王，大卫是一个好的王。
But Samuel knew that their request was wrong. Right away, he was upset.
但是撒母耳知道他们的要求是错误的，他当时就开始了不悦不喜悦。
And he went to God, and God agreed with him.
然后他就去问神，神也同意他的想法。
God said to Samuel, you can read it here. God said to Samuel, they've been rejecting me all these years. This is just one more case that they're rejecting me.
神告诉撒母耳说，这些百姓已经弃绝我已经这么多年了，这只是另一次他们要弃绝我。
God is saying, I want to be their king.
神说
rejecting me.
神说我想要成为他们的王，但是他们却不要。
So God gives Samuel very specific things to warn them.
神给撒母耳一些很清楚的对百姓的警戒。
So as Samuel agrees with them, he says, we're doing this, but watch out because the behavior of the king has side effects.
然后撒母耳就在这里告诉这些长老这些百姓说，他同意，虽然同意他们的请求，但是提醒他们会有这样这些警告，他们有这些事情要发生。
This kind of king is going to take your sons and put them in the army and send them off to war.
这样的王，你们所求的会把你们的儿子们让他们去当兵，然后把他们送上战场。
He's going to take your daughters and have them work for the king.
然后也会把你们的女儿娶去，让他们为王来工作。
He'll take the best fields and tax you.
他要把你们最好的田产拿去，他也要收你们的税。
And verse 18 of chapter 8 it says, And you will cry out in the day because of your king whom you have chosen for yourselves, and the Lord will not hear you on that day.
然后第八章十八节讲到，那时你们必因所选的王哀求耶华，耶华却不应允你们。
This way.Of dominating people is the way that men do kingship. Does that make sense?
人所立的王就是这样，是要人来压制、统管、管制其他的人。
Earthly kings will try to get as much power as possible, and as they get more power, they dominate more, and it eventually creates some form of slavery.
地上的人的王呢，总是要他得到更多的权力。当他走到最大限度得到权力，当他得到权力的时候呢，就要压制别人，最终就让别人成为他的奴隶。
And they dominate for their own sake, for the sake of their kingship.
他们压制别人是为了他们自己，也为了他们的王权。
And they usually dominate in the name of the nation.
他经常来压制人民，用国家的名义。
This is especially true in communist countries because since there is no God, the nation is the thing you serve.
尤其在一些共产主义国家，经常这样会发生，因为他们不相信有神，所以他们就用国家的名义来压制人民。
I wish this statement were not so true.
我希望我所讲的并不是那样的真实。
Millions of our fellow believers are in this kind of slavery right now.
有上百万的信徒现在可能就是在这样的被奴制的奴役当中。
This is the way men are kings.
这就是当人做王的时候。
Unless they're following God.
除非他们跟随神。
So God gave them Saul, who was their ideal king. Very handsome, tall.
所以神就把扫罗一个好像他们心中非常完美的一个王赐给他们，非常高，非常英俊。
Now we're not going to take any time to talk about that.
我们不会把这个时间来讲所发生的事情。
We're going to fast forward past Saul to David, past David to Solomon, end of Solomon.
我们很快的就跳过扫罗，我们会讲到大卫，然后又很快跳过大卫，讲到所罗门，就停留在所罗门那里。
That make you dizzy? We move so fast.
大家会不会觉得我们动作太快，你会有点晕？
Let's go to 1 Kings chapter 12 if you have your Bible.
我们带到立王记上第十二章。
And we're going to start at verse 4.
我们从第四节开始。
So this chapter is right as Solomon dies. Now we know David was a good king after God's own heart.
这个章节就是当所罗门王死的时候，我们知道大卫是按照神的心意是一个好王。
And his son Solomon was the wisest man on earth because God gave it to him. That's why we have Proverbs.
所罗门王是地上最有智慧的人，是因为神把智慧赐给他们，所以我们有箴言这本书。
But things happened at the end of Solomon's reigns that were not reign that were not good.
但是在所罗门王做王的晚期，他的统治是不好的。
And we see here in verse 4, this is them deciding what to do after Solomon dies.
我们看第四节，这里讲到说他们要做什么，当所罗门王去世之后。
His son Rehoboam has been chosen, designated to be the next king.
他的儿子耶罗波安就接续所罗门王做王。
And starting verse 3 actually, and that they sent and called him. Then Rehoboam and the whole assembly of Israel came and spoke to Rehoboam, saying, Jeroboam and the whole assembly of Israel came and spoke to Rehoboam, saying, Your father made our yoke heavy. Now therefore lighten the burdensome service of your father and his heavy yoke which he put on us, and we will serve you.
第三节就是讲到罗伯安做王要做王了。以色列人打发人去请他来，他就和以色列会众都来见罗伯安，对他说，你父亲使我们负重轭做苦工，现在求你使我们做的苦工负的重轭轻松些，我们就侍奉你。
So even though Israel was great under Solomon, there were these elements of burdensome on all the people.
虽然以色列国在所罗门王的统治下非常的繁荣，但是呢在他们当中却有很多负重轭的情形。
So these people are saying to Rehoboam, Can you lighten that weight? And then your people will be happy to follow.
所以百姓们就对罗伯安说，可不可以减轻这些重轭，然后我们百姓就会跟随你。
And Rehoboam said, Give me 3 days to decide.
罗伯安对他们说，给我三天来去做决定。
Verse 6, King Rehoboam consulted the elders who stood before his father Solomon while he still lived.And he said, How do you advise me to answer these people?
罗伯安支付所罗门在世的日子，有势力在他面前的老年人，罗伯安王和他们商议说，你们给我出什么主意，我好回复这民。
So that's a great thing to do.
这是做得很好的一件事情。
And they spoke to him, verse 7, they spoke to him saying, If you will be a servant to these people today and serve them,And answer them and speak good words to them, they will be your servants forever.
第七节，老年人对他说：“现在王若服侍这民如仆人，用好话回答他们，他们就永远做王的仆人。”
Notice what they're advising him to be.
大家注意到他们给他的建议是什么
？They're saying, Rehoboam, if you'll be a servant king.Not an authoritarian, dominating, human-style king, but if you'll be a servant king, like David was, they will serve you.
这老年人告诉罗伯安说，说你如果做一个仆人的王，而不是像世界这样的王来这种压制百姓的，像大卫一样做一个仆人的王，好的王，那这些百姓就会服侍你。
So Rehoboam had a very clear choice.
所以罗伯安有一个很清楚的要选择。
Unfortunately, he didn't listen to the wise ones. He got his friends, his young people together, the other young men.
很不幸的，他没有选择这个好的建议，他却选择了他身边那些年轻的朋友们的建议。
And he asked them for advice.
他问这些年轻人、少年人。
And they told him, "You should say this is verse." I'll read 10 and 11. Then the young men who were grown up with him spoke to him, saying, Thus you shall speak to this people who have spoken to you, saying, Your father made a yoke heavy, but you made it lighter on us. Thus you shall say to them, My little finger shall be thicker than my father's waist. And now, whereas my father put a heavy yoke on you, I will add to your yoke. My father chastised you with whips, I will chastise you with scourges.
然后第十一节，那同他长大的少年人说：“这民对王说，你父亲使我们负重轭，求你使我们轻松些。”王要对他们如此说：“我的小拇指头比我父亲的腰还粗，我父亲使你们负重轭，我必使你们负更重的轭。我父亲用鞭子责打你们，我要用蝎子鞭责打你们。”
That's what happens when you listen to the advice of the wrong people.
这就是当你听从错误的人的建议的时候发生的事情。
Like if you get all your advice from TikTok or X.
如果你的那些建议都是好像从抖音这些软体当中出来的话。
What you see is such a dramatic choice. How awful. These guys are so stupid. They're so bad and stupid. The advice they're giving them.
大家看到这些人他们所给的建议是多么糟糕，他们是这样的愚蠢。
So here you see young men, which is that's not wrong.
这里你看到这里讲到少年人，少年人本身没有什么错。
But they're selfish.
但他们非常自私。
They're arrogant.
非常骄傲。
They're even cruel.
他们甚至非常的残忍。
And they want to control.
然后他们要控制。
So that is a picture of human kingship at its worst.
这就是让我们看见从人做王最糟糕的情形。
So of course Rehoboam chose the wrong thing, and then right away the kingdom falls apart and is split up.
我们知道历史上罗伯安就做了错误的选择，所以马上这个以色列国就分裂成两国。
The contrast, of course, is David.
在这里的对比，我们可以看到大卫。
We all know David is known as the one who is a king after God's heart.
我们也知道大卫是一个完全合神心意的王。
Not only did David have a relationship, a heart relationship with God that we see in Psalms.
不但我们可以在诗篇当中看到大卫的心跟神有一个关系。
Maybe it also means that David was the kind of king that God loves.
那也可能意味着说大卫就是他所做王的样式，就是神心中所喜悦的。
Because David was a shepherd king.
因为大卫是一个牧者的王。
So just to go further, we're going to look at another prophecy, this time from Ezekiel chapter 34, we read from.
我们也看到在以西结书34章那里讲到仆人的王。
And here we're going to see the Lord comparing. We see shepherds, bad example, and of course, the Lord's good example.
这里我们看到主在这里讲到说讨神喜悦的牧羊人和不讨神喜悦的牧羊人。
In chapter 34 of Ezekiel, we'll read verse 10. Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I am against the shepherds. I will require my flock at their hand. I will cause them to cease feeding the sheep, and the shepherds will feed themselves no more. For I will deliver my flock from their mouths, that they may no longer be food for them.
以西结书三十四章第十节，主耶华如此说，我必与牧人为敌，必向他们的手追讨我的羊，使他们不再牧放群羊，牧人也不再牧养自己。我必救我的羊脱离他们的口，不再做他们的食物。
Actually, verse 7, you see here, Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, says the Lord God, surely because my flock became a prey, my flock became food, and so forth. That's 7.
第七节第八节也讲到说，所以你们这些做牧人的要听从听耶华的话，主耶华说，我指着我的永生起誓，我的羊因无牧人，就成为掠物，也做了一切野兽的食物。然后还有讲了其他的话。
So, God through His prophet is directing attention to the leaders of His people, the shepherds that are supposed to take care of His people, and condemning them because they not only weren't being good leaders, they were actually They're so bad that God says they were feeding off of their people. They were consuming them.
Yeah. 神借着先知对以色列的这些领袖官长来讲话，因为他们不单不是好的牧人来牧养以色列的百姓，而且呢，他们还是这种不好的牧人吞吃以色列的百姓。
So he even said, as we read, he's saying, I'm going to take your people out of your mouths because you're actually devouring the people.
神在这里说，我必救我的羊脱离他们的口，因为这些牧羊人，这些领袖们，他们在吞吃这些羊。
So very clear example of the Lord condemning men leading the way men do.
这是很清楚的例子，是看到神在这里责备人用人的方法来统治。
And now we read from verse 11 on. These are a beautiful passage.
我们再读十一节，这里是非常美好的经节。
For thus says the Lord God, Indeed, I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out.
主耶华如此说，看哪，我必亲自寻找我的羊，将他们寻见。
As a shepherd seeks out his flock on the day he is among his scattered sheep, so will I seek out my sheep and deliver them from all the places where they are scattered on a cloudy and dark day.
十二节，牧羊人在羊群四散的日子，怎样寻找他的羊？我必照样寻找我的羊， 这些羊在密云黑暗的日子散到各处，我必从那里救他们回来。
And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and will bring them to their land. I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, in valleys and in all the inhabited places of the country.
我必从万民中领他们，领出他们，从各国内聚集他们，引导他们归回故土，也必在以色列山上一切溪水旁边，境内一切可居之处牧养他们。
Here is our God.Condemning the shepherds,
这里我们的神在那里责备这些牧人。
Instead of just saying, okay, but this is what a good shepherd is like, God is saying, I'm the shepherd of the people, and I'm going to do this.
与其说告诉这些牧人说好的牧人应该是什么样，主在这里说他就是好牧人，然后他要寻找他的羊。
And what does the good shepherd do?
好牧人做什么呢？
He seeks his people.
他寻找他的百姓。
They're scattered, they're lost, and he's going to go after them.
他们分散，他们丢失，但是好牧人去寻找他们。
Then when he finds them, he's delivering them.
当他找到他们，他就拯救他们。
You find the sheep and he's caught. Something's wrong, you deliver them.
你发现那个羊，他们被什么抓住，挡住了，你就把他们释放出来。
And then through all of that, the shepherd can gather the sheep together.
然后借着所有一切牧羊人可以把牧羊聚集在一起。
And then once they're gathered, he's going to care for them, feed them.
然后当把他们聚集在一起的时候，他会牧养他们，喂养他们。
So when God describes what a good shepherd is, he's actually saying, I am this good shepherd. I'm going to do this thing.
当神描述什么样是好牧人的时候，他就告诉我们说，他就是好牧人，他要这样做。
And of course, in our mind, we're thinking of our Lord Jesus.
的确在我们心中我们就想到了我们的主耶稣基督
So God wants to be our king and our shepherd
神想成为我们的王我们的牧人
But then in the same chapter then verse 23
同样一章23节
He says I will establish one shepherd over them and he will feed them My servant David He shall feed them and be their shepherdAnd I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David, a prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken.
23节、24节，我必立一牧人照管他们，牧养他们，就是我的仆人大卫。他必牧养他们，做他们的牧人。我耶和华必做他们的神，我的仆人大卫必在他们中间做王。这是耶和华说的。
So God the shepherd is saying, I'm going to appoint one main shepherd in the line of David.Of course, he's speaking of Christ.
耶和华我们的王说，我要立在大卫的后裔当中立一个人在他们中间做王，就是指我们主耶稣讲的。
He will be the shepherd on my behalf.
他会代表我在百姓当中做牧羊人。
And then under his leadership,
在他的带领之下
the Lord says,I will be their God.
我们的神说我要成为他们的神。
We will be back together under God as we should be.
我们会重新聚集在神的面前就像我们应当所被聚集一样。
So of course we're all thinking of our Lord Jesus as the good shepherd.
我们都想到我们主耶稣他讲到他是好牧人。
Because he sought us and delivered us and gathers us and feeds us.
他看到我们，拯救了我们，把我们聚集在一起来喂养我们。
So a good king brings us into a wonderful place before the Lord.
一个好的王把我们聚集在神的面前一个美好的地方。
So let's turn to the words of our Lord.
我们现在转到我们主他自己的话。
One place he said it very, very simply what we've been talking about this morning.
一个地方他在今天早晨也听非常清楚的提到
From Matthew chapter 20
马太福音第二十章
And verse 25
第二十五节
But Jesus called well this is after the mother of the sons of Zebedee asked if her sons could have a special place in God's kingdom.
就是在章二十五节那里，就是在西比泰的儿子的母亲在耶稣面前为他的两个儿子求特别的位置的时候。
And verse 24, after hearing this, the other 10 disciples became indignant with the two brothers.
那十个门徒听见就恼怒他们弟兄二人。
So here's the two disciples who want to be in a special place under Jesus, and their mothers representing them.
这里这两个弟兄想要在耶稣的掌管下有两个特殊的位置，然后呢，他母亲就代表他们说话。
The other disciples are no better because they're mad at the two for speaking up like that because they want to be in a better place.
那另外十个门徒对他们非常恼怒，因为他们也想在耶稣的统治之下的时候有两个特殊的位置。
In other words, they're showing our natural self. We want to be in charge. We like to be in a position of power. We want to have authority over people.
这就显示了我们天然人的倾向，我们想要在那里有统治权，我们要有比别的人要能够管理别的人，压制别的人。
In verse 25, Jesus just cuts through all of that.
25节耶稣就把这一切都讲开了。
He called them to himself and said, You know that the rulers of the Gentiles domineer or lord it over them, and those in high position exercise authority over them.
二十五节，耶稣叫了他们来说：“你们知道外邦人有君王为主治理他们，有大臣操权管束他们。”
He's describing it so well.
他把这描述非常清晰。
It is not this way among you.
只是在你们中间不可这样。
Whoever wants to become a prominent among you shall be your servant, and whoever desires to be first among you shall be your slave.
你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人；谁愿为首，就必做你们的仆人。
So we have man's idea of kingship, and the disciples are showing our nature that way. And here we have God's idea of kingship, which is service.
我们在这里看到了那些门徒们从人的角度所想的如何来统治，然后这里我们看到神的心意中讲到这个王他是如何应该来服侍的。
Can't be more clear than that.
不能够有比主耶稣的描述更加清楚的。
And the contrast, they're just completely different.
这个对比是完全鲜明的，不一样的。
And let's turn to the Lord's words about Himself.
我们再看到我们主他关于自己所讲的话。
John chapter 10.
约翰福音第十章。
And we'll just read it again.
我们再次读一下。
Verse 14,
14节
I am the good shepherd, I know my own know me.
我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我。
Of course, back in 11, he says, I am the good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep.
到十一节那里讲到好牧人为羊舍命。
So here we have the picture, God's picture of our shepherd king.
这里我们有个图画，神的图画告诉我们，我们这个牧羊人的王。
He's a servant who laid down his life.
他是一个仆人，为羊舍命。
He's the one who sought us, delivered us, and gathers us.
他寻求我们，拯救我们，聚集我们。
And notice he's the one who we know.
他也是那一位我们所认识的。
He knows us individually, and we know and respond to him, each one of us individually.
他每一个人，我对我们每一个人，他逐个的都认识我们。我们每一个个人也对他的认识，我们也回应他，我们也认识他。
The picture of a flock following a shepherd is just so important for us as believers.
对于信徒们，这一幅图画就是羊群如何跟随牧羊人是非常重要的。
What's the picture of the of an earthly king?
地上的王，他们的图画是什么样呢？
I get the picture of all of us. If we were in that under an earthly king who dominates us, we line up, we behave the same way, we march in order.
在我的脑海当中
，we say the right things.
我们好像如果在地上的王的话，他就把我们都排队排好了，然后我们都行为是一样的，我们说同样的话。
We even think the right things.
我们要想对的事情。
That's the way man dominates.
这就是当人在那里掌控掌权的时候。
That's not what God wants.
那并不是神所要的。
He wants individual sheep who know his shepherd and are following them individually.
他神所要的是每一个羊都认识牧羊人，每一个羊都从他个体当中来跟随。
And he gathers us in his flock. We are together in this wonderful flock.
他把我们一同聚集在他的羊群当中，我们一起来做他的这个奇妙的羊群。
And then verse 16, and I have other sheep that are not of this fold, I must bring them also. They will listen to my voice, and they will become one flock, one shepherd.
16节，我另外有羊，不是这圈里的，我必须领他们来，他们也要听我的声音，并且要合成一群，归一个牧人了。
Praise the Lord.
赞美神。
And let's look at one final verse in chapter 21 of John.
我们再看最后的一处，就在约翰福音二十一章。
This is, of course, the incident is that Peter is asked three times if he loves the Lord.
在这里的故事就是主有三次问彼得你是否爱我。
And all three times, God asks if I won't go into which word for love. That's another topic.
然后在这里主对他的问题还有他回应我不会讲到很多细节讲了一个爱的词的定义
But in verse 15 when Peter responds Yes Lord you know that I love you He said to him Tend my lambs
在十五节彼得回答主说主啊是的你知道我爱你主耶稣对他说你喂养我的小羊
And then in verse 16He says, "Shepherd my sheep."
在十六节说你牧养我的羊。
And then in verse 17, he says, "Tend my sheep."
在十七节，主耶稣告诉他说你喂养我的羊。
So brothers and sisters, Peter wasn't in a strong place in himself. He was being very humble.
弟兄姊妹们，彼得在这里，他在。自我的地位上他并不是在那里很坚强他其实是在神面前被谦卑在那里
He knew he had failed the Lord He designed him three times
他知道他失败了他辜负了主他所以问了三次
He knew his love was weak It wasn't really agape and he admits it
因为他知道他的爱是非常的软弱他的爱不是像神那样 agape 的大爱
But does Jesus say, you're right, Peter, go fix that first?
但是主有没有对彼得说说彼得你说的没错你先解决你爱的问题
No, he tells him, be a shepherd.
但是主却告诉他说你要做一个牧人
We are called to be a shepherd out of our love relationship with our Lord.
我们在我们与我们主爱的关系当中被呼召要做一个牧人
So all it takes is that we're humble and dependent on him.
所以这所有需要的条件就是我们能够谦卑我们能够依靠主
And what happened with Peter and it happens to all of us if we step out and serve the Lord by his life will enable us
对于彼得是同样对我们也每一个人也是同样我们能够听从他的呼召依靠主来服侍我们的主
So we're called to be shepherds under our good shepherd
我们也被呼召在我们的好牧人下做一个牧人
So we're in a shepherd kingdom
所以我们在一个牧羊人的国度当中
I don't know if that's a term but sounds good
我们不知道有没有这样的一个名词但是不是听起来很好呢
It's certainly true
这的确是真实的
We're in a kingdom under the ultimate shepherd king
我们是在一个最高的一个牧羊人的王的统管下的国度
And that's cause for us to rejoice We can rejoice that we're sheep of our shepherd
这个让我们就可以因此而欢喜因为我们是在我们的好牧人下面的羊
But may God also work Christ's shepherd heart into our lives
但愿神也把基督那样一个做牧羊人的心做成在我们的生命当中
For it's clear that God wants us to be good shepherds underHis leadership.
神也希望我们在他的带领下成为好的牧人。
So, do you hear the Lord telling you today to feed my sheep?
你有没有听见主今天对你说来喂养我的羊
We can't be good shepherds by just trying to imitate Christ or imitate other brothers and sisters.
我们不能够通过好像效法其他基督或者效法其他弟兄姊妹成为一个好牧人。
The only way to be good shepherds is if we deny ourselves, put ourselves into the Lord's hand, and yield to His life.
唯一我们能够做成好牧人，就是我们把自己交在主的手中，背起我们的十字架。把我们的生命降服在主的手中。
It's Christ in you and in me that allows us to even see, have a shepherd's view of our brothers and sisters.
哪怕只有唯有基督的生命在你我的心中，才能让我们在弟兄姊妹看我们的弟兄姊妹，从牧羊人的角度来看到他们是羊。
So maybe may we have a heart to seek and to gather and to feed one another.
但愿我们也有一个心。愿意我们能够能够聚集，能够服侍，能够喂养我们彼此弟兄姊妹们。
That will be Christ's life lived out and expressed.
这就是基督的生命如何能够活出来，表达出来。
So may our hearts, just like our Lord Jesus' hearts, may our hearts be soft for the Lord that He can direct us.
但愿我们的心就像主耶稣的心那样的柔软，让他可以这样来指引我们。
And as we serve others, He can direct us.
当我们在服侍别人的时候，他可以引导我们。
So may His kingdom come on earth now through this in our families and in our midst.
但愿他的国度现在就来降临在我们当中，在我们的家庭当中，在我们聚集当中。
And we'll be expressing our wonderful Shepherd King's life to others.
我们可以把我们那奇妙的牧羊人的生命来分享给别人。
Let's close our time just with a few prayers as the Lord leads.
在我们结束的时候，我们跟随主的带领，然后有两三个人祷告。